Welcome to the Winning Family Podcast with Rodney and Michelle Gage, a podcast designed to help you win at home and in life.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Winning Family Podcast, a podcast designed to help parents raise spiritual champions. One of the things that we're so passionate about here at the Winning Family is this truth, and that is when the family succeeds, everyone wins. And we want to help you do just that. And one of the ways that I think we can win as a family is to learn how to have a teachable spirit. Man, who doesn't need to have a teachable spirit kind of attitude in our homes? Well, we're going to unpack that here today in today's episode. Of course, I'm joined by my wife, Michelle.
Hey, everybody.
And we're excited to be a part of this podcast with you.
Yes.
Well, let me just say that as we talk about having a teachable spirit, can I just ask you to help us when it comes to spreading the word and encouraging other parents out there with what we're sharing? Click that share button. Just let it be known that, hey, there's a podcast, there's some helpful tools and resources. And by the way, if this podcast is encouraging and helpful to you, we'd love to know. Just rate, review. And then also, we'd love to hear from you. Pass on any questions you have, specifically any topics that you would like for us to address. You can go to our website, thewinningfamily.com, and it will give you a place there for you to submit those. But we're talking about a teachable spirit. So when it comes to having a teachable spirit, would you agree that that is a big topic?
If I say no, I won't be very teachable. Yes, it's a huge, huge topic and very much a part of who we are, because we can't grow to become all that we need to be as parents and definitely as children, teenagers, if we're not teachable. Mm-hmm. We have to be teachable to be reachable, you know? We have to become teachable to become all that we're created to be, because we want to win. We want to win as a family. We want our kids to win the victor's crown. We want them to succeed in life. And the best way to do that, ultimately, is to have a teachable spirit, a teachable spirit towards God and towards us as their parents. And as parents, for us to continue to learn, we should always be learning.
I love the illustration about the man who, there was a couple of business owners that owned this factory, and one of the machines broke down. And man, they tried everything to try to get this machine back up and running, and unfortunately, nobody could figure out what was going on. So they had heard that there was this retired repairman, you know, there in town who could fix anything. Sure enough, they invited the guy to come over to see if he could figure out how to get the machine up and running again. So the guy brought his little toolbox, and he went down into this area where kind of like the main hub of this big machinery was taking place. And the guy finally kind of, you know, figured out what was going on. He pulled out his little toolbox, like this little small little hammer, and he just kind of tapped on this little specific part of, you know, the mechanism. And all of a sudden, man, the engine cranked back up. The machine started running again. I mean, it was like flawless. It was purring like a kitten, as they say. And so the guy put his little hammer back in the toolkit. And the gentleman said, well, that should do it. That should take care of it. And he said, I'll invoice you later. So a couple of weeks go by, and the business owners, they get the invoice from this repairman, mm-hmm. and it was, I think, for $1,000. And these guys were like, you got to be kidding me. He was only in here for about 5 minutes, and all he did was hit his little hammer on the machine. And so they thought they were getting, like, raked over the coals. And so they reached back out to the guy, and they said, we want an itemized breakdown of basically your invoice. And so the guy sent back an itemized breakdown of his invoice, which was only two line items. And here's what it said. It said $1 for the service fee.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. And then it said $999 for knowing where to tap.
There you go.
And so it was fun, funny illustration to remind us of the fact that basically sometimes it takes wisdom based on someone's experience, mm-hmm. on kind of know where and how to tap in life. And I think that's what is missing. I often have said, I've said this before and I'll say it again because I think it's so true. And it's our culture today, people more than ever, they're drowning in information, but they're starving for wisdom.
Yes.
And I think that's what our children need more than ever is wisdom. You need it as parents. We all need it, right? And the only way we can get wisdom is to make sure that we have a teachable spirit where we never stop growing. Mm-hmm. We never stop learning. I mean, the moment we think we have arrived or we know it all, that's the moment we stop growing.
Right.
So I think as we can just kind of cultivate that spirit in our home mm-hmm. and establish that kind of an atmosphere where, hey, we're all growing, we're all learning, and in order to really reach the best version of ourselves, to reach our full potential, to help our kids be spiritual champions, they got to have the disposition and the posture of a person with a teachable heart and spirit. So the question is how do we do that? But before we unpack the how, let's just quickly talk about the why, because I think this is where, as a parent, you can help reinforce the why behind the what so that our kids understand the benefits from, you know, having this teachable spirit. Because you're going to get pushback, no doubt. I mean, especially when our kids become more vocal and they get into those teen years, become more opinionated and become more independent on things, they aren't always necessarily as quick to embrace your wisdom, your counsel, your opinions, because they're going to have opinions of their own, and it may be completely different than yours. But at the same time, one of the things we can't allow is for a defiant, rebellious, or disrespectful spirit right. in our home either.
Right.
We have to keep our hearts soft.
Right. Absolutely. And different things that we do, I have led worship teams before, and something that we put in place is a value of a teachable spirit. And what we do is called development. So we develop the up and coming worship leaders where we're coaching them and teaching them, mm-hmm. but you have to have a teachable spirit to become the person that you want to be and that you aspire to be. And our children need to know that as well, that mm-hmm. we're raising them up to be spiritual champions. Mm-hmm. And the only way they're going to be able to be that is to be able to be taught and to have a teachable spirit, not only in our home, but outside our home. It's a very important value and character trait that we want to develop in our children.
Yeah, when you think about like world-class athletes, mm-hmm. for example, I mean, these are the best of the best of in their game, in their field. I mean, you take these professional golfers, or you take a tennis player, or, you know, even Tom Brady, you know, some consider to be the GOAT, you know, the greatest of all time in the area of football. Every one of these great, great athletes, they all have coaches. You know, mm-hmm. it could be a swing coach. It might be a strength and conditioning coach, or a health coach, or a mindset coach, or mm-hmm. list goes on. You know, if you're a singer, a vocal coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just endless experts, voices that the best of the best, they invite into what it is that they're trying to be the best of, because they want to get another person's perspective. They want to get somebody else's feedback. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that, you know, that we've always tried to establish, even, you know, in people that we work with, like as you stated, you know, working with teams or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, is just embrace the idea of embracing feedback.
Yes.
Because it's so important that we not take feedback personal and, you know, allow it to get in our spirit in mm-hmm. a negative way,
right.
you know, where we become easily offended and we're hypersensitive and we personalize everything. That's not what having a humble spirit or having a teachable spirit is all about. That's just insecurity. What we want to do is we want to encourage our kids to have a teachable spirit for the sake of being the best they can, to be that spiritual champion. And so three things just real quick, we won't necessarily elaborate because they kind of, you know, they're self-explanatory. But one of the reasons why it's important to help our kids see the value of having a teachable spirit is to be a likable person. So, I mean, mm-hmm. so they all want to be liked, right? I mean, But at the end of the day, having a teachable spirit just allows you to have more of a disposition that is attractive rather than a turnoff. Because we all know what a know-it-all, somebody who's cocky, arrogant, somebody mm-hmm. who thinks, you know, they're on, you know, top of the world or whatever. Well, those are the kind of people that are just kind of like turn you off. It's like there's a wall there. And you don't want to necessarily even get close to that person because, you know, they just seem to be so self-focused or narcissistic, you know, or so arrogant. But having a teachable spirit just allows people to actually be drawn to you because you're a likable person. They like the fact that you are seemingly just an easygoing and teachable kind of a person who's always just trying to grow, become the best version of themselves. Another thing it does is it helps you become wiser because we learn from our failures, mm-hmm. mistakes. Mm-hmm. We learn from other people's experiences, other people's perspectives. So it just makes us wiser. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing too is it helps us to have less conflict. So conflict is when you have two prideful individuals who basically are bent on having it their way. I want what I want, you want what you want, and we're just gonna hash it out here. But having a teachable spirit says, no, you know, what I wanna do is I wanna make sure that we all win. How can we grow? How can we benefit? Mm-hmm. And how can we have less conflict but be more unified in learning and growing from each other? I think conflict sometimes can, if it's used in the right way, in a healthy way, can actually allow people to actually grow closer together and become healthier and stronger in their relationships when they learn from one another and just right. see each from each other's perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So those are just some three quick why behind the what's there is the benefits to help our kids understand the value of why it's important to have a teachable spirit mm-hmm. in the classroom, on the ball field, you know, in gymnastics, in the band, wherever they're spending a lot of their time with the people that they're around. They want to be known for having that teachable spirit because it makes them likable, because it allows them to have less conflict in their life, and it makes them wiser. So again, it just sets them up for long-term success. So how do we have this teachable spirit? I love the story in the book of Samuel. It's an incredible story. I won't go into it, but it's basically 1 Samuel chapter 3. If you want to read it at your leisure, the story between Samuel and the priest named Eli. But Samuel was a young boy, and he's kind of like learning from his mentor. And long story short, it's the first time God speaks to Samuel. And he wasn't 100% sure exactly like where this voice was coming from and who was telling him to do what. But after Eli began to realize what was going on with young Samuel, he basically told young Samuel, the next time you hear that voice, simply speak up and say, "Lord, I'm available. I'm listening. Here I am." And with that was a powerful illustration to help us remind ourselves and help remind our kids is that when we are open to advice, when we are welcoming and embracing feedback, what we're basically saying, especially when it comes to the voice of God, we're saying, "God, I'm listening. I'm here. Your servant is listening. I'm available. How do you want me to respond? What do you want me to do?" And that just gives us a humble heart. It gives us a humble spirit.
Right.
So I think that's one of the most important things as parents that we can help model.
Yes.
Is to have that humble spirit yourself, to have that humble spirit in our home so that there is an atmosphere of humility. And there's an atmosphere of openness, and there's an atmosphere of teachability.
Yes, and how easy it is to get off track on that. I mean, you know, that's our end goal, that we would be that kind of parent, that yeah. we would be that kind of person. And so we have to keep that vision in front of us always, because our culture is constantly pulling us away from being teachable. We have a know-it-all culture. You know, we have platforms that you can jump on at any time and declare that you know it all about everything, whatever your thing is, you know it all. And so that's kind of the world that we live in right now.
Absolutely.
It's very prideful. And honestly, it's judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
It's a judgmental world that our children are growing up in. And easily as parents, we can get on the bad bandwagon. We didn't even realize we got on it. You know, I heard somebody once or somebody say recently, I'm sorry, I'm being a little judgy. Well, it's not okay. That's not okay. That's not who we're called to be. We're called to be humble. We're called to see the best in people. We are called to love people. We are to determine what's right and what's wrong and not follow after things. But for us to be judgmental of people is prideful. Mm-hmm. And that is something that so easily as parents we can do on a phone call, on a text, just out of the overflow of our mouth and not even realize that we're setting an example for our children to be judgmental instead of teachable. And I guess I kind of get on a soapbox about it because it's just so frustrating to me how our culture is. And we need to, as men and women of God, to set the example, to be the light, to, you know, what I like to say, soar in our lives, to rise above culture. Mm-hmm. And the toxic culture that we live in. And for us to rise above that.
Yeah.
And our kids can rise above it as well. They don't have to be sucked into this judgmental type of culture that we live in. And if you are teachable, you will stand out.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be different. And that's great. That's good. That's what we need to teach our kids, because those are the champions. Those are that are going to go the distance, are those that are teachable and that have a humble spirit about them. And I just think we should honor that, and we should call that out when we see our kids being teachable, and just bring that gold out of them, because it's so, so different than what our toxic culture teaches.
Yeah. The toxic culture in which we live is so narcissistic, so mm-hmm. self-focused. It is all about me. Look at me. You know, that's why I always refer to social media, where it's like it's all everything's focused
100%.
Around me. 100%. It's and so the whole thing, you know, look at my platform, look at my profile, look at my following, look at my likes, look at, you know, whatever. It's so self-absorbed. And so now you got all these narcissistic, self-focused, arrogant, cocky, you know, personalities out there in social media world. Well, here's what I like to say. Ego is not your amigo. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what ego stands for? Is edging God out. So the moment we push God out of the equation and we put self on the pedestal, that is a recipe for disaster. Mm-hmm. And yet that's the toxic culture mm-hmm. that we live in today.
Mm-hmm. So, and we're not talking about, you know, being weak. That's not it.
No, absolutely.
It's actually being very, very strong to be teachable. For
right.
you to listen to feedback from somebody. Humility is strength under control. Mm-hmm. And that's, so it's not, you know, saying, well, allow them to be bullied or any of that. It is a strong, confident person that we are building, a character that we're building, and being humble.
And this whole issue and realm of bullying, which mm-hmm. I know is on the minds and hearts of a lot of parents, because it's a very real thing that's happening in our culture today, you know, and bullying today looks so different than, you know, back when, you know, obviously we were in school.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all the cyberbullying. It's all of the stuff that I mean, it's the ripple effect it's having is unbelievable, just mentally and emotionally that it's having. But again, it's all driven out of fear. It is pride. It is narcissistic. And you know, we all know pride, the Bible says, comes before a fall. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing, too, is it to help our kids understand as they see some of these characteristics and some of their friend groups, or maybe they know somebody who's just like over the top, totally self-focused. All of that is rooted in two things, and it is insecurity and pride. And so anytime somebody is consumed with pride and insecurity, you're always going to have a very narcissistic very, very self-centered individual. And that is the opposite of what honors God. God is looking for those who are humble. He's looking, the Bible says he looks to and fro. He's searching the whole earth looking for someone whose heart is totally committed and yielded to him. Mm-hmm. So what we want to teach our kids is this teachable spirit is based and built upon the foundation of a humble spirit. And so, and it takes, you know, it takes maturity in order to have that kind of a humble spirit.
Right.
So the other thing is not only is it rooted and grounded in a humble spirit, but it's also an obedient heart. And so one of the things that I love what Psalm 119 verse 60 says, the psalmist said, I will hurry without delay to obey your commands. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it's just that, it's that humble disposition to say, the choice that I'm making, my response, how I react, what I say, what I don't say, is all for the purpose of being obedient to the Lord. And so when our kids just have that, as you stated, they're going to stand out. Mm-hmm. They're going to live different from the norm. Mm-hmm. The teacher's going to recognize that. The coach is going to recognize that. And the teacher and the coach, they may not even know how to put it into words, but they're just saying, you know what, there's something different about that. One of the modern day heroes and figures I'm sure that some of you obviously know and familiar with is a guy named Tim Tebow. And what's incredible about Tim Tebow, you talked about earlier about it's not about, you know, being walked over, somebody taking advantage of you or walking right. all over you or anything like that. This dude was tough as nails.
Yeah.
and I mean, he was leading by example, you know, on the football field and the weight room. I mean, this guy grinded it out more than anybody when it came to his intensity and competitive nature. Mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, he carried himself with such a teachable spirit and a humble spirit. Yeah. And I think that's the reason why so many people have been drawn to him, because he was such a positive example of the way it could be and should be.
We had the privilege of hanging out with his mom a few years back, and talk about tough as nails.
Yeah, she was tough.
She's tough as nails. His father's tough as nails.
Yeah.
Kids like that usually come from great parents that paid the price. She was told to abort her child because of the difficulty she was going to have. But she chose that she might even lose her life to give him life. And look what God has done. And the way that they have raised their kids is undeniable.
Yeah.
That they've raised championship, I mean, just amazing kids.
Yeah.
And I love that illustration.
Well, that goes to the obedient heart.
Yes.
You know, as
yes.
you were emphasizing, as we were talking about his parents being tough as nails, we're talking about tough spiritually with strong convictions.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
even though medical
right.
doctors and all of the so-called medical for professionals were advising them, you know, to make certain decisions in their hearts, they want to be obedient because they believe deep in their heart the convictions they had related to, you know, life, and that ultimately it was in God's hands, you know, as to what God would choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
And all that to say, again, it's having a humble spirit and having a humble spirit and having an obedient spirit and heart gives us that teachable demeanor and disposition.
Right.
And which comes with the last quality or characteristic that I think we can help our kids understand is also listening, just having a listening ear. So it's having a humble spirit. It's having an obedient heart.
Yeah.
It's having a listening ear. The Bible says to be quick to listen, slow to speak. So remember, God gave us two ears and one mouth. And so when you think about helping our kids think through, you know, their response, their reaction, rather than speaking first, just teaching them to listen first. Listen to what's being said and allow them to process that rather than just, you know, mouthing off something or, you know, coming back in a confrontational way about something. it is just listening. And sometimes it's listening to somebody else's point of view or perspective. Mm-hmm. It's listening. It's seeking to understand before being understood. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important that we just, even as a family, try to practice that and emulate that. I heard someone once say the furthest distance between two people is misunderstanding.
Couldn't be more true. So true. And we don't pretend to think that this is easy. Mm. This is one of the most difficult things that we do as parents, is teach our kids these incredible character traits of being teachable, humble, listening, obedient. These are the foundational truths of what we have to teach our children for them to be truly successful in life. And sometimes success isn't measured by how much money you have in your bank account, but the quality of the person that you are,
the
depth of the account that you have inside mm-hmm. of you. And so we don't pretend that this is easy. This is probably one of the hardest things that you teach your children over and over and over and over and over and over, year after year, you know? And finally, I just want to encourage you that if you keep after it, if you keep these core values, if you keep these guardrails within your home that you're staying within, that this is who we're going to be as a family. Mm-hmm. We're going to be teachable. And we're going to lead by example as parents, which is first the hardest part to what you're talking about. You know, a listening ear it's hard. It's hard to demonstrate that in your marriage. It's hard to demonstrate that. So, and to live that out. But if you commit to it, live it out, and commit to teaching your children, bringing them back in. As they get older, it even gets harder because they are determining their own thoughts, their own way. And it just gets a little bit harder sometimes. Mm-hmm. And especially about the time that they're ready to graduate can be some of the hardest times of conflict, because they're making their own way. And to hold on to those core values as a family is really important. And when you release them, I promise you, they're going to soar. They're going to fly. What God is, his word will not return void. It may be challenging at times. There may be seasons when they're not teachable, even as adults. But they will come back. They will come back. If this is a part of their foundation of their beliefs, I want to encourage you that they're going to come back, and God will be faithful. He is true to his word.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, we trust this has been encouraging to you and will help you as a parent to continue to raise those spiritual champions, for them to become all that God has destined for them to be. And let me just remind you once again, if you'd like to get a copy of the book called Why Your Kids Do What They Do, when you purchase the book, you can also get a free workbook, a digital workbook that goes with that, which really is just a great tool for you to use in a small group, maybe even in your own individual reading. But just these guided study questions that kind of go with it is very interactive and helpful as you apply some of those things to help meet some important needs in the lives of your kids, specifically your preteens and your teenagers. And you can simply get a copy of that by simply texting the words KIDS to the number 1-833-213-8957. That's 1-833-213-8957. Just text the word KIDS to that number, and we'll get you a copy of that book. And then also, let me just encourage you once again to rate, review, click those share buttons, leave us a comment, and DM us on Instagram. Make sure you like our Facebook page and you follow us on Instagram, and share the podcast with others, because we believe that when families succeed, everyone wins. And we trust this will help you and those that you love become all that God has destined for you to be. Until next time, we look forward to having you back and join us here at the Winning Family Podcast.